Willkommen zu einem weiteren Special hier bei Country Radio Switzerland. Mein Name ist David Poli und mein heutiger Gast ist Ashley Robertson. Bevor wir aber mit ihr reden, über ihr Leben in Nashville, Tennessee. Und bevor wir sie hören live spielen, bringen wir einen ersten Titel von ihr, der heisst I Will Never Tell. Ashley Robertson, welcome on Country Radio Switzerland.
Never see, I'll never let show this weakness in me. No, I'll never say but time could tell, and for your love I will pray. I will never tell.
Und drei hat sie noch gesagt, I will never tell Ashley Robertson von der European Country Music Association im Jahr 2005 zu der Female Vocalist of the Year rausgekoren worden. Jetzt ist sie wieder bei uns im Studio. I say hello Ashley, welcome back in Switzerland.
Hello David, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be back.
Absolutely. Do you remember when you have been here the last time?
Yeah, it was a few years ago now, but I'm back and I've got a new album and I'm very excited to share it with you.
Absolutely. August 21st, 2009, exactly this date was.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so you are around here in Switzerland, you're around in Europe, you have been in Germany. Where have you been?
Well, I started out actually in London at the British Country Music Awards. They asked me to open the show and present an award, and I was completely thrilled to do that. And then afterwards, spent some time in the Netherlands, played a show in Denmark, visited Sweden, so then back to Germany for a little while. And yeah, I'm very, very glad to be here now.
A lot of travel, huh?
Yeah, a lot of traveling, driving, and ferry boats, and we've been on everything, I think.
Fantastic. And now you're here in Country of Switzerland. We'll talk about you. We'll talk about your new CD, Start Again. It's called Start Again. And, of course, you will play some live tunes here in Studio Zurich. And I said before, have you seen there? We have a studio cam. So give a big smile to our listener.
Hello.
And enjoy the show. Sie ist also da in Europa auf Tour. Sie promotet ihre brandneue CD, die in diesen Tagen rausgekommen ist. Start Again heisst sie. Und sie ist in England gewesen. Dort ist sie bei den Award-Shows mit dabei gewesen. Sie ist in Deutschland gewesen, in Dänemark, Schweden und so weiter. Und jetzt ist sie da bei uns im Studio Zürich. Das letzte Mal, sie da war, das war im Jahr 2009, gewesen, am 21. August, ganz genau. Lassen wir uns nochmal einen Titel an. A Letter from Ashley Robertson. Welcome on Country Radio Switzerland.
bury me here in the sunny valley. I'll be fine all alone. I don't need a mountain to be close to heaven. I'll be alright down below. Don't never mind your memories. I'm going where they won't hurt anymore. He clutched a letter in his own hand, praying someday he'd understand why she was taking so deep.
Letter from Ashley Roberts from Country to Switzerland live. Da bin mir zu Gast im Studio Zürich. Ashley, where are you?
I am right here. I'm doing great, and I've been touring Europe, and it's just been a fabulous time. But of course, we've been going from place to place to place so quickly, and we're here for about a month. So we're really trying to do as much as we can and see as many people as we can, and the response to the new album has been really good so far.
My question is, you're originally from Canada, but you live in Nashville. Of course, you're here now. But who are you? Are you more a singer-songwriter or more a performer?
Well, I would say that I'm a singer-songwriter, but definitely to be successful, you have to know how to perform and connect with an audience. So I enjoy singing the songs that I write the most, but I also enjoy performing, you know, cover songs and really reading the audience and being a performer too is just another piece of the puzzle to be an entire artist.
Mm-hmm. You have been on the Bellman University. That's probably the most important university for music business. Brad Paisley's also been there.
Yeah, he was definitely an inspiration for me to go to Belmont. He was very vocal about the music business program there, and many other, of course, people have gone through that program and have moved on to become very successful in Nashville and beyond. And it was really the best place for me to get the entire education that I needed.
How long have you been there? How long have you been studying?
That was actually a 4-year program. So I graduated with a business degree and specialized in music business and also classical piano and audio engineering. So I really learned everything, everything that I need
to
know.
I'm sure about that. Sie ist der berühmte, man kann schon sagen, die berühmteste Musikuniversität der Welt gewesen, in der Belmont University in Nashville. Dort sind auch Grössen wie ein Brad Paisley zum Beispiel gewesen. Und er sagt, in diesen 4 Jahren hat sie extrem viel gelernt, wie man schreibt, aber natürlich auch das technische Zeug. Also Ashley Roberts, die kann man ganz sicher nicht über den Tisch ziehen. Eine Frau, eine Songwriter, eine junge Frau, die ganz genau weiss, was sie will. Now you're on the road here in Europe, promoting your new CD. Start Again heißt die CD da von der Ashley Robertson. We will listen some new stuff here in Country Radio Switzerland. What about the song Start All Over Again?
Well, this was the inspiration for the title of the CD, Start Again. And it's kind of a bluegrass song, and it's about really a metaphor for starting all over again in everything. And for me, too, it's starting again as an artist, as a writer, as a producer, with a new project and kind of a new direction. So that's why it's called it.
Okay, so listen in.
Fit in with imaginary friends. So how about you and me? Just take a shot instead and say goodbye to everything we've ever been. Farewell, hell to friends of all who would pretend that they care. Farewell, hell, pray for my soul as I start all over. Touch me, but if you feel like putting your heart in my hand, don't kiss me if you want to get it back. Farewell, hell to loves of old who would pretend that they care. Farewell, hell, pray for my soul as I start all over.
Fantastic tune, Start All Over Again, kind of bluegrass music. Tell me about the musician on the CD, please.
Sure. For the more bluegrass songs, we had a great team of very experienced bluegrass players come to the studio to record. For example, Rob Ikes, who is one of the dobro really greats, Glenn Duncan, who's very known for his fiddle, as well as Scott Vestal on the banjo, Mike Bubb on the upright bass, and Joel Key on acoustic guitar, who was the leader for the entire band the whole time.
What brings a young woman like you are to bluegrass music? Is it maybe a Rhonda Vincent influence or something?
Right. I've actually been influenced by bluegrass for a long time. and I think everyone in Nashville is really welcomed bluegrass into the music world there. And I'm a huge Alison Krauss and Union Station fan, and as well as Rhonda Vincent. And when you go to the Grand Ole Opry, they have a lot of bluegrass acts that come on and play as well. And I love the energy. I love the playing, the musicianship, and just it's such a fun type of music. Mm-hmm.
When you now are writing music, what comes first? Is it the lyrics, or is it some sound that's roaming around in your head?
What is? Usually I'll get an idea for like a hook or just a couple of lines, and sometimes it'll just be a phrase, or it might be music as well. It really depends, but for the most part, when I write a song, I write the lyrics and the music together, and then I'll go back and I'll go over it and refine it a bit, and I might add more to the melody or more to the lyrics or change some. So it's sort of hard to distinguish what comes first or not. In the end, it's a complete product, complete mm-hmm. song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's different. Everyone does it another way. Yeah. One says first comes the lyrics. Yeah. when you write a song, are these self things that you
self-experience,
fiction?
Some of it is true, and some of it is just a story. I definitely put a lot of real feelings into my music, but the stories of the songs are usually what's best for the song, and if I create a character, then I would write about what that character would say or do, how would these people sort of behave in this scenario of the song. So certainly it's both truth and fiction mixed mm-hmm. together.
The next song we're going to hear is the song number 9 on your brand new CD, This House Has a History. What's about this song?
Well, it was inspired by a house that I was trying to buy in Nashville, and it was just a disaster.
A house of walkie-talkie.
Right. So we fortunately didn't end up getting the house, so we got a better one. But I was talking to my co-writer, Tim Taylor, telling him everything that happened. He said, this is a good idea for a song. How about This House Has a History? And that sort of that line, we came up with that together, and we just liked the way it sounded, and we kind of made the song inspired by that.
So we're going to hear what's happened in this house?
Well, what might have happened if we had gotten the house, yeah.
Okay, listen in. Brand neue Titel von der Ashley Robertson, was alles mit dem alten Haus passiert ist. Und das Haus hat eine Geschichte, wie sie gesagt hat. Und gesagt, Gott sei Dank haben wir das Haus nicht gemietet.
Dreams. There were cracks in the foundation we just didn't see. This house has a history. It's changing you and me. You can feel hidden secrets behind every door. They whisper in the creaks as you walk across the floor. This house has a history. Changing you and me. Strange intuitions, bad premonitions, where there used to be enough suspicion. The tree that shades the rooftop from the wind and the rain now peeks through the window, the branches scrape the pane. As history is changing you and me. Strange intuitions, bad premonitions, where there used to be love, suspicion. Let's leave it all behind us. Get out while we can. This house has a history. changing you and me. Strange intuitions that premonitions where there used to be love, suspicion.
Wunderschöne Titel von einer hochbegabten jungen Frau, die bei uns im Studio Zürich an dem heutigen Tag, 14. September 2012, rede ich da von der Ashley Robertson. Now, Ashley, are you ready for doing some live music here in Studio Zurich?
Sure.
Alrighty, here is your applause. A big hand for Ashley Robertson, live in Studio Zürich. Ashley, thanks.
Thank you.
It is a sad song, I think so.
Know,
huh?
It's a bit of a song to sort of remind people to not take for granted the, you know, the love in their lives.
You have a song with you, one more?
Sure.
Alrighty, because when I watch my clock, I see, hey, time is running, incredible.
I know.
Okay, go ahead. Bring one more. Eine mehr live da vom Studio Zürich, Ashley Robertson aus Nashville, Tennessee.
Yesterday I took a little walk down by the river. It was such a pretty day. All the birds were singing. Sun was shining down and a warm breeze was tickling my face. Sat down on the bank with my feet in the water, watching the clouds roll on by.
years. You and me together are the ones I've been seeing in my mind. The little birdie told me somebody loves me. He just wouldn't tell me who. All the other boys in town keep coming round. I guess they're all right, but to tell you the truth, I told the little birdie I wish it was you. Saturday I saw you just like I hoped to, at the dance down at the hall. All the boys kept me busy, they danced me on my feet while you stood there leaning on the wall. But a little birdie told me somebody loves me, he just wouldn't tell me who. All the other boys in town keep coming round. I guess they're all right, but to tell him the truth, I told the little birdie I wish it was you. Is it just wishful thinking, thinking you're just shy, or do I feel a little something every time you walk by? Told me somebody loves me, he just wouldn't tell me who. All the other boys in town keep coming round. I guess they're all right, but to tell you the truth, I told the little birdie I wish it was you.
Oh yeah, that's your applause. Big hand for Ashley Robertson. Thank you, Ashley. Hey, would you please have your seat back there? And you know what? You have a lot of fans here in Switzerland. Seems so. Rosalie wrote on Facebook, Renee, Peter, Turi, Irma, Mary, Roger, and even a guy from, let me see, from... what was that?
Was it Canada?
University of Victoria from Canada.
Yeah.
Hey. Sounds good. Fantastic. Yeah. So what's going on in the future, Ashley? You have now your new CD out.
You're right.
Performing and promoting that. You stay for a long time here in Switzerland or Europe?
Right. We are... I'm in Europe for a whole month. This tour, this is the largest tour that I've done, and it's just been a great way to build and promote the new album and the new music.
Sure.
And but when I get back at the end of this month, I have about a week off in Nashville, and then I'm going to play some shows in New York City, which is going to be a new place for me. And I'm playing the Indie Week Festival in Toronto, in Canada. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be a new place for me to play as well. So I'm very, very excited about it.
Yeah, I'm so sure. And you have a song, the song Woman in the White Dress, and I know it's going to be in a movie.
Right. It was chosen just this past winter to be in a film for the Sundance Film Festival called Compliance. And the movie has done really well so far, and it's got an international release now. They debuted, I believe, in Switzerland at the film festival here in Zurich, and they've been playing it so far all over the world. It's getting a wide release in France.
Absolutely,
and
fantastic.
I'm so excited because it's hopefully going to bring new audience to my music.
Mm-hmm.
And Woman in the White Dress is the previous album's title track. And it's just such a nice song, and it was really a great opportunity for them to choose the song for the movie.
I think so, yeah. Der Titel, den wir uns da gerade zum Schluss nachlesen, heißt Woman in a White Dress, Frau im Hochzeitskleid im Prinzip. Und der Titel ist ausgewählt worden als Film-Soundtrack unter anderem, und da ist sie natürlich total happy drüber, weil das gibt wieder eine gute Möglichkeit, die eigene Musik vorzustellen. Ashley, time is running out. out. It's already 12 o'clock nearby. Thank you very much. Tell me one last question. Give me a last question. What would be the most biggest for you? What is your
The big plan.
Yeah, the big plan. What's the big plan?
Well, the big plan for me is always to do the music that I want to do and I believe in. And sometimes it's hard to do that. In Nashville, you have a lot of people saying, oh, you need to do this or you need to do that. Yeah. So the biggest thing for me, and especially with this album, is I've done the music how I want it to be, and it's exactly every single note. I'm very proud of it. So I hope to continue to do that in the future and be true to myself and my voice and the songs and really represent country music all over the world if I can.
Ich habe sie gefragt, was denn für sie das Wichtigste überhaupt? Sie sagt, es sei zwar schwer in Nashville Musik zu machen, vor allem so, wie man es selber will. Wie der eine sagt, musst du so machen, der andere so. Sie möchte ihre Musik machen, sie möchte ihre Lieder schreiben und sie möchte können leben davon und natürlich Freude an dem Ganzen. I'm sure you will do your way. Great CD. So these three songs we heard sounds really good. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and if anyone is interested, it's on iTunes, and you can go to my website, ashleyrobertson.com.
Absolutely. Or on Facebook.
Yes, on Facebook too.
Alles klar. Also man kann auf Facebook, man kann auf ashleyrobertson.com gehen oder auf iTunes sich die Titel abladen, was auch immer. Ashley, the last track is Women in a White Dress. Once again, thank you very much. All the best. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for having me.